So hello and welcome to the show. This is Erica Glessing, and I'm just so glad you could make it. I know how hard it is to get space in your day and to take time and to nourish yourself, you know. I want to encourage you to do something else today, too, for yourself. I don't even know what that is yet, but my guest today is very inspirational. She's a designer, and she's got a lot of artistic background, and I'm just very glad to have her on the show. Welcome to Lhasa Tam. How are you?
Great. Thank you for having me, Erica.
Yeah, so what part of the country are you in? Where are we talking to you from?
Los Angeles.
Okay. You're in my same state and time zone. I love that. So yeah, tell me a little bit about kind of this creation and creativity and how you turn your creativity on.
Oh boy, that's a great question because by trade, I'm a graphic designer. So I do design for clients, logos, and things like that, book covers. But in my personal life, I always go out to events in LA and I'm going to museums. In fact, I just went to the Jim Henson exhibit at the Skirball.
Oh, and how fun!
Absolutely amazing. Wow. And so I love playing video games, which is very artistic as well. Great graphics, and I love shopping. So I pull inspiration from a lot of different places, and that's how I express my creativity in my business and in my personal life.
That is so cool. I think it's funny for me because I really appreciate good design. In fact, I met someone today who's a stager for luxury houses, and I looked at her mastery of changing a space.
Right.
And changing the design of a space. And there was just so much elegance in consciously choosing the space around her. What can you recommend for someone who wants to have their space be more, you know, elegant, or wants to have their space be more conducive to light? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. Design is such a personal thing. So one of the easiest ways, the first thing I do is think about color when I think about reinvigorating my space. And I would choose, for me personally, I love bright colors. Some people love really minimal
muted. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything. And, you know, that's associated with peacefulness. So it just depends on what your personality is, but I would start with that first.
Is like choose some colors.
Yeah, choose some colors that you really gravitate towards and really enhance your spirit.
You know, I love that. I think one of the things that we overlook is the power of just the influence of color and art in our lives, you know?
Right.
Yeah. When you're getting ready to do, say you're getting ready to design someone's logo, like, what kinds of things do you need to do? What kinds of things go through your head? And not from a commercial perspective, but what's your own, like, personal practice, like, to get really, to vibe into that? Because that's a real gift.
Oh, thank you. It boils down to personality and what someone wants to express. So if I meet an entrepreneur and, you know, most likely the expression of their business is an expression of themselves. So I try to infuse a lot of their personality into the logo through the use of color, shape, and just layout.
Yeah, that's exciting. I think for me, I ask like everything to always outcreate what came before it. Right. So I never know what that means, but like I want every single book cover to be better than the other book. Or I want the book cover to be better than all the other books in its genre, in the category where it's going to be hanging out. So I'm always looking at that. I do that with podcast design too, like the logo design. I don't design anything. Other people do for me, but I like direct it. And so I look for, like, how could this be even more insanely beautiful than like, anything in its surrounds?
Oh, that's a beautiful way to go about design. I really love that.
Yeah.
In fact, I just want to mention that your logo is really elegant and beautiful.
Oh.
I really love the flowing lines, the softness of it, the color. So
My logo designer, he actually designed the Sears logo, the History Channel logo. He designed, he's done a lot of really high-end logos. He's from New York City. And I met him at an event in Silicon Valley. And he had moved here like to retire. And he started just scribbling. So he's designed my book logo. And he designed, when he went to design my show logo, I looked at Ellen.
Oh, yeah.
And I looked at Latifah, Queen Latifah, the Q, the big Q, the Queen Latifah, and Oprah. So I sent him Oprah, Queen Latifah, and Ellen for E, right? And then I scribbled my signature.
Right.
And so he took my own signature, my E, how I sign my name, and then he cleaned it up and made like a brand new font out of it. And then he built that from, and again, what I did is I took the shows that I wanted to model my own presence. I wanted to have my presence be modeled after those that I admire. Right. And so I took their logos and then I said, okay, let's have my logo be able to play with theirs, be at that calibration of that. And then my logo guy, who's phenomenal, he also is very intuitive. So I think that's what you perceive too, is he cares about me. Like really, he really does care about me. So it's like, yeah, I mean, I think that comes out, doesn't it? When someone cares, when you're, it's really interesting, doesn't it? I didn't really think about that. Thank you for bringing that up.
that's how I approach design and consulting with my clients. I try to keep a very nurturing and caring environment because I think that just brings out the best in people.
Wow.
You know, when you go to somebody's house even, and let's say they're scattered or anxious. I mean, I've done this so many times. My place will get really, really cluttered. And it just, you know, the state of your being and the state of your mind really depends on how calm you are. And this is my philosophy anyway. And it really expresses itself in artistic ways that people don't even realize, I think.
So Talessa, what's your dream? What's your dream? Like, what would be the most fantastic thing? Like, what if you just had some dream thing show up, some dream opportunity, or what's some big dream you have that you want to share with people that would just be kind of exciting for you? Throw you on the spot. How's that?
Oh, I love it. I just, you know, I would love to create a television podcast or sorry, not a television podcast. I'm thinking of too many things at one time. A YouTube series on my stuffed animals. Were you expecting that one?
So what's the stuffed animal thing? Is that just part of you that you love? Is it like animating them?
Yeah, animating them, writing a TV show based around them. I started a TV comedy writing class yesterday. You know, I'm going to be creating a pilot show after the class is done. So wow. I think that would be a dream opportunity for me right now.
Well, I'm going to look for that on the big screen. And meanwhile, why don't you tell everyone how they can reach you and find out more about you?
Sure. You can reach me at talassatamdesigns@gmail.com. And also Talassa Designs, that's spelled T-H- A-L-A-S-S-A designs.com.
Awesome. Thanks so much for coming.
Thank you.